Okay, let's get into our discussion of Shir HaShirim. We're going to have a Hakdamah Shir to Shir HaShirim, our second Megillah that we've done. We started with Megillah Esther, now the next Yontif is Pesach, and the Minhag is to lay Shir HaShirim on Pesach, and that's the next Megillah that we will discuss. The Mishnah tells us, Rashi quotes one line of it, but the Mishnah tells us, it's also a famous Medrash, the Mishnah in Yadayim, in Paragimel, in the end of Paragimel, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Kis V'Yakodesh V'Tamanas Yadayim. Why is it called Yadayim? It has to do with hands. But all kisvi hakodesh are matame yasi yadayim. What does that mean? That's the lashon that means it is inherently kodesh, part of Tanakh, because they used to keep their scrolls in places where they would also put their truma. That was a problem. The Kohanim didn't want their truma to become tame, so they put their truma in the aron with the klafim. The problem is once there was truma there, so then animals used to come and nibble at the truma, then nibble at the Torah and the other scrolls. So that's why Chazal made a gzera. So ironic that kisvei hakodesh, if a Torah touches truma, it makes the truma tame, but only real kisvei hakodesh. So that's what how the Mishnah says something is a real kisvei hakodesh, full kedusha. The lashon is betame yasi adayim. So kol kisvei hakodesh betame yasi Yadayim. Shir HaShirim the Koheles Metamenes Yadayim. Two singled out because maybe there's a little bit of controversy. Shir HaShirim the Koheles are Metamenes Yadayim. Right, the Gemara talks about this in Megillah Daf Zayin also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shir HaShirim Metamenes Yadayim Ba Koheles Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says Koheles is a Machlokes, whether it should be Metamenes Yadayim with full Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara talks about why. What's wrong with Koheles? Fascinating. The Mishnah does not mention any reason about Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koheles ain't a Metamenes Yadayim B'Shir Shira machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koheles bikulam yishavim b'chum Rabbi Silel. Omer Shimon ben Azai, Mekubal ani mipin shivim shayim zokein. I have a mesorah from the 72 rabbis. Show shivu as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be yeshiva. The day that they remove Rabbi Gamliel and make Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the head. Shashira shirim v'koheles metamana seyadayim. They're included. And then we have the Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Akiva, chas v'shalom. That's the language of the Mishnah. Lo nechlak adam mi Yisrael al shira shirim shlo yitam es yadayim. There was never a discussion about shira shirim. She'ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai kiyom shenitem bo shira shirim li Yisrael. The whole world, the most amazing day of the entire history of the world, was the day that shira shirim came to the world. She'kol ha'ksuvim kodesh v'shira shirim kodesh kadashim. The whole, all kisvi ha'kodesh are holy, they're kodesh, but shira shirim is Kodesh Kadashim. V'im nechliku, lo nechliku el al Koheles. Machlokas might have been about Koheles, but Shir HaShirim never had any controversy, says Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Chumash Rabbi Akiva, Kedir ben Azai, kach nechliku v'kach gamru. No, I think there was Machlokas, but they voted to have it in. But that's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's famous statement, that it is Kodesh Kadashim. What exactly does that mean, that it is Kodesh Kadashim? So if you look in the Targum here, the Targum at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, quotes that there were 10 songs in Tanakh. Asara Shirim. First one was Adam Arishon. Mizra Shirli Yom HaShabbos. Right? That's what Adam Arishon said. Mizra Bifarach Hashem Kamo Esev. Number two is the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Az Yashir Shiras Hayam. Number three was Shiras HaBe'er. Az Yashir Yisrael and Parshas Chukas. Right? Rashi quotes there. What did they sing Shira about? Because they saw red. The mountains had come together because the Amorim were hiding in the caves. So Hashem moved the mountains. So the clefts of one side of the mountain would crush whoever was in the cave. And they sung Shira because they didn't even know that was happening. After that is Shira Sa'azinu. Finally, Shira Yoshua bin Nun, Shemesh Begivon Dom V'Yareach Be'emekai Alon, Shiras Dvora on Mapalas Rishayim, Shiras Chana, and Shiras David, B'yom Hitzil Hashem Oso Mikav Kolayvav, Shira Shirim, Shlomo HaMelech, and the Shira that we will say, Bizman HaMashiach, Bizman Gog U'Magog. Says Rav Pinkus in his Haggadah, I got a lot of what we're going to say, Baruch Hashem, Shira Shirim, might not have, has a number of commentaries, but in many Haggadahs in the back, we have a number of thoughts on Shira Shirim. So Rav Pinkus points out, in this list of 10, there's only one song sung not about being saved from an enemy. Right? All the songs are about the enemy going down. Right, and even the Adam Arishon sings about Rishoyim, V'yatizu Kabal Yavin. Every song is about the victory over enemies, not Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is pure love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's what makes it Kodesh Kadashim. Ma'alasa miyuchedesh al Shir HaShirim, shishira hosekas b'mahus hakesher, shben Hashem Yisbarach la'am Yisrael. Shem Yisbarach la'am Yisrael, that's it. And he quotes It's about a personal connection. He says, Ma'agal Hashana Banui Kemahalach Chayei Adam. The year, the calendar of the year is built like the life of a person. On Pesach, we're born. On Shavuos, we get Bar Mitzvah, right? We're Machayev and Mitzvahs, they get the Torah. And then we get to the Chuppah, right? That Sukkos. Bonim Yach, Bayis Yachad, and Makadosh Baruch Hu, Besimchu, Bedekus, and that Sukkos. And at the end of the year, we have Tvekus, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, on Shmini Atzeres. But this is all the unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we will talk about more soon. The Torah Tamima in the first, Torah Tamima also has a commentary on Shir HaShirim in the back of Sefer Vayikra. So he talks about what makes this Kodesh Kadoshim. So he says, number one, maybe, again, lists off all of the 10, but all of the other 10 have a pshat and a message behind the pshat. But, as we'll talk about soon, Be'ez Hashem, Shir HaShirim has no pshat in the normal sense of the word. It's not just a story of human lovers. Because it doesn't even have any pshat, number one. Number two, he says all the other songs were songs in one direction. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in this song of Shir HaShirim, it works both ways. It's two directional. Kodesh, v'shir hashirim, shnei kilusim, kodesh kadashim, klomar kedusha muchpeles, a double kedusha, and that's how it is characterized. The Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Zayin has the whole list, the two dafim of, if you dream about this, what does it mean? If you dream about that, what does it mean? If you dream about shir hashirim, yitzapel lachasidus, because it is something unique, and Rashi says there, it'll lead you to avas Hashem, or a simin, that's what's on one's mind. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us, as we have mentioned in the past, that the rule is, Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. There's always Pashup Shat. There's always Pashup Shat, with one exception, the Gemara says. Afagav de Bechal Torah Kula Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Hacha Asik Zer Shava Afikti Mi Pashu L'Gamri. There's one exception, where it says, HaBachor Asher Teleid by Yibum, that the Bechor that will be born, Yakum Al Shem Achiv HaMeis, and we say that means the oldest brother. It doesn't mean the child that's born. That's the one exception. But if you look in Rashi, in his Akdama to Shir HaShirim, Rashi tells us that it is different for Shir HaShirim. Right? One of my rabbis once told me, you can't learn Chumash without Rashi. Maybe you can learn, nothing against Rashi, but you can learn other Nevi'im without Rashi. The Radak plays a major role on other Nevi'im, but you can't learn Shir HaShirim without Rashi. I remember he said that many years ago. Torah and Shir HaShirim. That's what Rashi has, a Hakdama to Shir HaShirim. It's not printed in all of the versions of the commentaries, but in some of them, they have the Hakdama of Rashi. Rashi says there, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, Achas Dibra Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamati, Mikra Echad Yotzei Lekama Ta'amim, V'sof Davar, Ein Lecha Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, U'mashma'o. Rashi is alluding to here, even though he says on Chumash, Midei Pshuto, he says the Mikra has to be understood for, in its simple meaning and in its context, to translate Mashma'o. V'avobi shedibru ha-neviyim divreyim bedugma, tzarech liyashev ha-dugma al-ofneha v'al-sidra. Kamosha ha-mikros sidurim ze'achar ze. Meaning the message, Rashi is saying, is the pshat, as we will talk about more. But Rashi is noting that this is different. This is different than all other svarim in Tanakh. And Rashi continues, Va'omer ani, shera shlomo beruach hakodesh, sha'asidin Yisrael legalus gola achar gola, churban achar churban. We're going to have a long galus. Ula his onin begalazeh al kvodim arishon. We'll think back to the earlier days. Va'lizkar chiba rishona. Asher ha'ilo skula mikol ha'amim. And he wrote this sefer, which is a yearning, two-sided yearning. Balashan isha tsrura almunas chayas. Mishtokekas albaila, like a woman who is a widow, but she's not a widow. She's amanas chayas, which means her husband's alive somewhere, but she's like a widow. Misrapekas aldoda, maskeres avas nuureha elav, umoda alpshaeha. She realizes her mistakes, and they each yearn for each other. That's what this sefer is about. It's about the yearning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Good. The Rambam tells us one of the 13 yesodos ha'emunah, as we know the Ani Mamins, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body. There's nothing physical, right? The third yesod, shlilas hagashmus mimenu. He does not have a body. Vahu. And every time it says that, it gives that impression in the Tanakh, obviously, we have to re-understand it. Shezeha echad eino guf, velo koach baguf, velo yir uhu ma'oraos hagufim. Physical things don't happen to him. Kon tnua menucha. He doesn't move. He doesn't rest. He doesn't sneeze. He doesn't have red eyes. lo pirud v'lo oref, lo chibur, ki yafoi v'chulu, and he continues. Right, that is the Rambam in Sanhedrin. Also, we know the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Ravid jumps on him a little bit, but the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, he says, in his categorization of different types of heretics, the Rambam says there are five people that are called a min. Ha'omer she'ein shem eloka v'ein lo lamanig. Right, if you don't believe in God. V'ha'omer she'isham manig aval heim shnayim o'yeser. You believe there are three gods. V'ha'omer she'isham ribon echad elashihu guf u'bal tzmuna. Says the Rambam, it's heretical to say that he has a guf. The Ravid here says, V'lama karol azemin, V'kama gdolim v'tovim mimenu, Hochu b'zu ha'machshava. He quotes, many great people thought about this. L'fi ma'sharo b'mikros, V'yozi ma'sharo b'divri agados, Ha'mashabsho says adeos. So the Ravid doesn't say that he believes in that, but he seems to defend the idea. But either way, we assume that there is nothing physical about God. So the question is, how do you understand the Sefer? Right, which is so physical, which is so graphic, about different body parts and the relationship. So the Shlach HaKadosh has a beautiful idea a number of times in his writings. You have it in Maseches Psachim, you have it in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Shlach says, our world is connected to the upper worlds. And sometimes we could use a word here, but it really doesn't mean that in all worlds. For example, Ayin, the eye. When we say Hashem as an eye, we don't mean Hashem as an eye. Eye means the power of seeing. Hashem has the power of seeing. So we call it an eye in this world because that's what the power of seeing is in this world, the eye. The ear, Hashem is an ear. It doesn't mean that he has an ear. It means he has the power of hearing. Hashem is a yad, says the Shlach. What does a yad mean? It means he has control of the world. So if somebody has a hand, we say he can control. You have something, you're holding something in your hand. Hashem has the world in his hand. That doesn't mean he has a hand. It just means he controls. Rain, geshem. Geshem in this world causes things to grow. But really it means the power of giving growth. That's Hashem is in charge, right? The beginning of Maseches Tainus. He doesn't give the keys to reign to anybody else because he has the power of giving growth. But that also applies to all body parts, right? So a number of times we have in the Sefer Shadayim, right? The breasts of a woman. That means the ability to give nourishment. The Medrash says the Shadayim are Moshe v'Aaron. What does that mean? They give us spiritual nourishment. So that's the mushel on a deeper level, and that's what we have to understand. Right? We just discussed Megillas Esther. Laihuda Moisa Ora v'Simcha v'Sasu Mikar. Ora Zutora, the Gemara says. What do you mean Zutora? It's the Lord in Ora. Ora no, because at root, the root of Or is Torah. We just have to see it that way, and in that way, appreciate what is being the light that is being given off. The question is, why did Rav Shlomo HaMelech write it this way? Right? Why couldn't he write it in a right? In a way, this way, it could be so misunderstood. Rav Dassler writes in his Agada, Lama Rama Shlomo HaMelech, Birtzono Lashir, Lehispate Balashon Shetit'ez B'nei Adam. People could come to, inappropriate maskanas. So says Rav Dassler, you can only answer that, ask that if you're not on the level of Shlomo. Shlomo is the Chacham Mikol Adam. Right? Sometimes you'll have a teacher that'll explain something. Like, why is he explaining that way? That's so above me. So this is above. We just have to recognize that he was the Chacham Mikol Adam. And if we trust that, then we have to try to understand it and get deep into the ideas and do what we can to try to understand it. He Yoda says Nefesh Ha'adam Adarki Ashbalda. He knows that through these words we can get into the Kodesh Kodashim, get into the highest of heights and the secret of the secret. And therefore, that's why he wrote it. He didn't have any qualms about writing it in this way. Because remember, Adam Arishon, Adam and Chava before the Chait, right? Everything was equal. It was all about service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv has a commentary on this whole Sefer, right? One would think that he didn't write, we don't have Svarim of his, we don't have a commentary on other Svarim, but the Netziv, Rina Shel Torah, it's called Meitiv Shir. He has a commentary, and he writes that the first time Shlomo HaMelech said Koheles, he said it on Sukkis, in front of all of the world. There were other nations there too. Sukkot is about all the nations of the world coming together. Shlomo Melech Amar Sefer Koheles B'chag HaSukkot. This is in his Psicha, the Shir HaShirim. Shlomo said the Koheles, Basher Oz Hayu Nikalim Gam Chachmei Ha'umos, Shenishlechu La'amod Al Karbanos, Pari HaChag. We know many Karbanos on Sukkot symbolize the other nations. And they came and they were davening for rain because Koheles has a lot of universal messages. But Shir HaShirim, he said on Pesach to Am Yisrael, only because Shir HaShirim is about Am Yisrael, specific messages about the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. V'alzu atachlas amar Shlomo HaMelech HaShir HaShirim k'dei lo'orer avas Hashem b'lev Yisrael. And he quotes that Gemara in Brachas that we just mentioned. Also, again, the Yisab al-Chasidus Rashi says there, kulo yirashamayim v'chibas hamakom b'lev kol Yisrael. The Medrash tells us also that Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he used to read Shir HaShirim. Akiva used to cry. The Medrash tells us, K'shar Rabbi Kiva kore shir hashirim haya einav zolgos dema'os. Mipnei she yodeya haya ad heichan advar magiyin. Because he knew how far the things got. What does that mean? Ad heichan advar magiyin. So if you look in Rav Shalom Shradron's Haggadah, he says, Adam hashaleach telegrama, o michtav el amelach. If he sent a letter to the king, yodeya she yagiyah michtavo l'chatzar amalchus. You know, it'll get to the king. V'ulay af el amelach atzmo. Hopefully the king will read it. And if you're going to have something that gets all the way to the king, you'll be very careful with what you write and the words that you use, and you'll go over it and go over it. Because you know ad heichan dvarav magiyim. You know how far it gets. Rabbi Akiva knew when he says these words of Shir Hashirim how far it gets. How far it goes all the way to the Kodesh Kadashim. Alef ne'melech malchayim lachim hayu einav zolgos dema'os. And his eyes used to start crying and have tears. And he says there are also many stories about saying Shir Hashirim and Erev Shabbos, the power when the Shechina comes down to the world. And then we say it, he quotes a story from one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim from Yerushalayim that he used to meet Eliyahu HaNavi when he went to the Kotel on Friday afternoon. But again, there's a power. The Ramah writes in Arachayim, you know we're not supposed to be sad on Shabbos. But the Ramah says, what happens if a good cry is going to make you feel better? You let a cry on Shabbos? Says the Ramah, Mishayesh lo oneg im yivke, kidei sheyele chatsa'ar milibo, mutu livkos b'Shabbos. Quotes this from the Shibali Aleket. If somebody wants to cry in order to remove the tsar from their heart, then they're allowed to cry. That's the Ramah. If you look in the Taz says, that's dafka im machmas rov dvekuso ba'kadosh baruch hu zolke mein av demos. Shekein matzina b'Rabbi Akiva, shahaya boche ma'od ba'amr shir hashirim. You know what kind of cry you're allowed to do on Shabbos? Crying when you read Shir Hashirim. That's the kind of cry you're allowed to do. So the Taz argues and the Pashas of the Ramah. No, Rabbi Akiva cries. But others, the Mishnah quotes from the Tosefta Shabbos and Leo Rabbah. No, sometimes a cry will make you feel better. And if that's true, then you could do it even on Shabbos. There are some sources, we're not going to get into now, about not using Shir Hashirim Sukkim to describe the love of a chassan and a kala, maybe not putting it on invitations to weddings, maybe not putting it on birchonim. But again, that's a discussion. Maybe change a little word, because again, that's used to describe dafka, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and not a man and a woman. That's just the mashal, and if we use it to describe the chassan and the kala, that's using it as, you know, the pashtus. And again, it's all meant to be an allegory. Finally, in terms of authorship, well, we know, I mean, it's said, right, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishlei, Koheles, and Shir Hashirim. So there's the Gemara Bava Basra, which Yudalit Tezvav, which talks all about the Svarim of Tanakh and the order and who wrote everything. So there it says that Chizkiyo HaMelech, Chizkiyo V'siyato Kasvu Yishayahu. Yishayo, fine. Yishayo couldn't write his own sefer. Why? Because he was killed. He was killed by his grandson, Menashe. So we know why he couldn't write his own sefer. But then it says, Mishlei, Shir Hashirim Koheles. That's on the Chizkiyo list. Why is that on the Chizkiyo list? Right, so the different Mefarshim give them Shatim. Shlomo wrote it, they put it together, they edited it, they took from different parts of his songs. But there is some, you know, it has to be some explanation given for Shlomo versus Chizkiyo, but it's known as Shlomo. Generally, also, it's said that Shlomo wrote Shir Hashirim in his younger years. It's more of a youthful song, and Mishlei in his middle age, and Koheles in his later years. So we'll have to see when we get to the other books, but this was a Hakdama getting us ready to start Shir Hashirim, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.